Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in Washington. Tonight, love.
So you don't have to wait for a special day, one day out of a year, to show your partner that you care or you love them.
Well, love is an intense feeling of deep affection. It can refer to an emotion of a strong attraction and personal attachment.
Okay.
So yes. There's so many descriptions out there for love. But how do we show love to somebody? And do we need to do a lot? Especially on Valentine's Day? Well, we'll find out tonight. And of course, as usual, on Let's Talk, we'll explore this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned.
Been sitting eyes wide open behind these four walls, hoping you come.
Now it's time to welcome to our show my colleague, Oren Itangishaka.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me again.
Welcome back. And for the first time, welcome to the show, Cynthia. Welcome, Cynthia.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me on the show.
You're welcome. And Emmanuel Bandawe, the boss. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me, partner.
Okay. In this edition of Let's Talk, we'll be discussing love. So since Valentine is around the corner, I just wanted to know, is this a symbolic gesture? Is it important to you? Well, I spoke to a movie actor in Uganda, Peter Odeke, and I wanted to know his take.
I think counting the years now.
Okay.
Counting the years from the time that I first started celebrating Valentine's. I try and make it more quality and a little bit more subtle. But then again, in a way that my spouse can really appreciate it. Okay. I know now she wouldn't like the screaming red shirt and the bouquet of flowers delivered to the office. But she would like something much softer, much nicer.
Okay.
A phone call in the middle of the day, you know, just out of the blue.
Right.
Singing to her, you know, one of his old songs.
Wow.
Even though I cannot sing anymore, you know.
And you know, Peter, you are not only a former broadcaster, but you're also a movie actor. So when it comes to people like you... You're very well known, my friend. We're alongside Lupita Nyong'o in the same movie. Now, especially in this special day, that anybody out there knows who is Peter Odeke when you show up in the public.
True, that is true. I was really honored. I was honored to share the space with people like Lupita and, of course, David Oyelowo.
Oh, yeah.
And Queen of Katwe. But, yes, you're right. That gives the added pressure to ensure that you can have a private moment. And that's somewhat difficult when you're going out in the public places where you're certain to be recognized by a couple of people. On a day like Valentine's, you want all the attention to be on your spouse, on your boo, on your girl. I'm not sure that is the time that you want people coming over to say, we saw you. It's really a private moment.
Right. And it's so hard to get a private moment when you are a celebrity. It's a difficult balance out there, I believe. But also, Peter Odeke, as a man who loves, cares, do everything for, you know, making sure that your spouse is happy, maybe any couple of tips for those who are trying to make their day better, making this love shine in their families, maybe for those who are just starters, they're just starting their relationships. What is your advice out there for the loving people out there?
You know, maybe the one bit of advice I could give is that they should try and be as original as possible.
Okay.
Try not to make it about the cost, mm-hmm. but about the amount of time that you've put to prepare a fantastic day for, you know, the person you're going out with. They've got to feel that there is something, a little special touch, thought about it. And it's not something that you're just buying off the shelf.
Right.
Dinner would be good, for instance, in a nice restaurant. But it could be so much nicer if you, as the guy, for instance, have tried to make a meal. Of course, I would hope that, you know, it is something decent that somebody can actually eat without going to the ER.
Right. You gotta know how to put things together in the kitchen, my friend, right?
Absolutely.
You don't want to cause any trouble in the family.
I know.
You know?
But the effort will definitely score you some points.
Oh, yeah. Effort matters. Because I remember, my friend, I talked to some ladies and asked them, okay, what do you think about having care? Someone shows that they love you. They say, hey, men just run around thinking the bigger, the better. But it's the smaller things that matters.
But I think that is something that comes with, maybe one goes deeper into a relationship.
Okay.
You forget about the bigger shows of, you know, the biggest bouquet of flowers, the largest card. And now you come down to the finer details. If you're looking for a wine, you're not looking for a big bottle, but you're looking for one that tastes really good.
Wow.
Maybe a bit more expensive, but it's a good one.
Thank you, Peter Odeke. This is Let's Talk. And tonight, we're discussing love. Let me start with you, Itangi Shaka. Can you please tell me, for you, what is love? And if somebody wants to tell you the real deal of love, especially on Valentine's, is it important to show you some gestures?
I don't think I should demand one specifically on Valentine's Day, because I don't know if it would be fair for my husband if he you know, to really put him in a spot of demanding a special gesture. Because my husband is very affectionate, he's very loving, and he does that all the time. But yeah, why not? If I get something, you know, special that day, then I will receive it. And if not, then I'll still continue to have my wonderful husband with me and loving me and doing other little extra stuff that he does every day that shows me that he loves me and that he's an affectionate husband. As you said in the definition, there is that deep affection. And for women, there's so many ways for us to receive deep affection. So if he wants to do something extra that day, then I will receive it and I'll welcome it and I'll be happy. But if not, then, you know, I'll still sit on a dinner table with him as usual and enjoy my time with him.
Okay. Well, first, woman, you're good. Well, what about you, Cynthia? Tell me something, Cynthia. For a Valentine's Day or night, do you need something so that someone to realize and to show you that they love you? Do they need to give you something, show you something? Or what is that love going to be for you?
Well, right now, I don't have nobody. I'm not dating nobody.
Okay.
But my perspective of Valentine, I think Valentine is like a everyday thing. Like you say, if you have a happy relationship, a happy marriage, every day is Valentine in your relationship.
Okay.
So you don't have to wait for a special day, a one day out of a year, to show your partner that you care or you love them. I think every day you should, like, to get a little surprise or just the thought of them. You know, once you love somebody, you have a thought of them. And if you're out there, you'd be like, oh, you know, my wife liked this, so you won't get it. But I don't believe you should wait for, like, one day out of a year to show love and affection to somebody that you loved. You know, it comes natural. That's how I see it. Right now, I'm not dating nobody, but
yeah.
Like,
but when you
I
do,
mean, I'm a romantic,
but when you do,
a lady,
you want to see something.
If I can piggyback,
It's not a must.
Okay.
You know, but it's just the thought of it. You know.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not a must in my word. I'm not going to force you to do something. I'm not even going to tell you.
Wow.
You know? No.
That's right.
I don't have to tell you.
That's right.
So get me something, you know.
Yeah.
It comes natural, and it's the thought. If you deeply love somebody, every little thing, you're going to think about them. and want to do something exciting for them on a daily basis, you know. Mm. Once a week, like a little surprise date or here and there, you know. Not just once a year that you're going to take them on a date and the rest of the year you don't do nothing.
That's right. That's right, Cynthia. You're very right.
Because yes,
there's
know,
a lot of women.
Most of them do that. It's by the time they're buying their expensive roses, their expensive lingerie, and then the next 11 months, we see nothing, you know?
Right. It's heartbreaking.
Okay.
Like Cynthia said, if I can just add small thing that Cynthia said, women wait a whole year for something nice to happen to them, and that whole year they're depressed and oppressed. They're so sad.
That's not right.
You know, and why deprive them a whole year's worth of affection to give it to them in one day?
For one day, and you're going to repeat the same thing for the next 11 months and chasing everybody else is around, you know? I take love very serious. I don't play and all that stuff, you know.
Okay.
Once you say I'm your woman, I'm the only woman should be in your world.
Okay.
No, not entertaining somebody else or warm by this person here. I don't play that.
Okay, but here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. Maybe Bandawe will come in and tell us. Bandawe, you tell me. I know women say it's only the small things that counts, the thought and whatever. But, Emmanuel, with your experience, have you survived anything without giving a present to your lovely woman, especially on a day like Valentine?
Oh, yeah, I did. Oh, yeah, I did. Because, I mean, the ladies that spoiled me, I had Cynthia speak, I had Tanky Shaka to speak. Yeah, because sometimes it's this. To be honest, love is an everyday thing, and then you have to show your wife or your girlfriend or your boy, whatever it is, like, I mean, you care. It's like a small thing counts a lot. I mean, we can cook for her. You can make cooking. It doesn't mean that I have to go buy lingerie. So
right now, you don't.
My wife, she has those. Why you want to have lingerie for that particular day? Because it's a Valentine. To me, Valentine, yes, is there, but to me, well, with this world you're living here, it's a business. They want make everything like goals, like, okay, Valentine's, we're going to sell rings, we're going to sell this, you're going to sell candy, you're going to sell flowers. It's a business. It's a business concept.
Yep.
But when you talk about love, love is like, I mean, Tindy Shaka said, like, hey, my husband comes home, we sit on the table, I enjoy him every single day. I mean,
he rubs my feet.
He knows that I'm tired, he massages me. I mean, whatever it is, give me some. You're good to go. And that's what I think is that's the love we need to be. I mean, it's not like we have to wait, in about 10 days to tell my wife. Me, I tell my wife every day, like, before I go to bed, I love you. When she goes to work, I tell her I love you.
Okay.
That's the normal, that's me. Okay. And then,
that's
I
the
understand.
Boss.
And then I enjoy it. Okay? And then I enjoy it. Because, some women, they don't agree with us, both of us, to say that, oh, thing. They want the gift on the Valentine's
Day.
You don't give
them. Yeah,
there's some women's like that. And look, a gift, women, every day, they love gifts. Mm-hmm. She can be a millionaire, but if you buy, you can buy a candy, you can say, I'm coming from Amsterdam, but I saw this candy, and I saw this little perfume here. Mm-hmm. What do you think about it? I'll give it to you. The thought counts a lot.
Mm. Yeah, there's the thought of it. There's the thought of you thinking about me.
Wow.
Yeah, because they know that what's the thought. Because, like, I mean, hey, this guy is always thinking about me. Mm-hmm. It's always guy that is there for me. And that's why the women count. But it doesn't count like I have to buy a lingerie or I have to take it to dinner on a Valentine's Day. No.
Okay. Yeah,
no,
one day out of the year.
End of the year, no. It's not going to work that day. Okay, I can go. If I go to dinner, it's a Valentine's Day. Definitely, I'm not going to take my entire family. I say, my kid, let's go to dinner.
Right.
I do that every weekend.
Okay.
So, but if I want to take a special day, normally I say, my wife today, you know what? Let's go somewhere. We go to Bahamas. We can go to this restaurant. You take her whenever she likes to do.
Okay.
You know? But me, I think it's like the other lady, the way they say, Cynthia and Tinjaka, it's an everyday thing. It's not like you have to wait till a Valentine's Day to do that. I want to show love to your wife or to your girlfriend, whatever. And my sister Cynthia definitely going to get a man. He's just lady. Let it come to you. Don't have to sweat.
Mm-hmm.
I know
yes.
You're beautiful. They'll come to you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Cynthia's already getting a deal from Philadelphia. Okay.
Am I getting a deal?
Love is between, you know, people who affectionate, really love one another and really show each other that they love each other. So if we talk about this Valentine's thing, you said something serious about the business part of it, people falling into the trap. When I was younger, much younger, a younger woman, I thought it was the biggest deal ever. When Valentine's came around, whoever I was dating, you better do something. Because my mind was there. I was in that system. I fall into the system of, you know, the flowers, the candies, the everything. Because, you know, the system has so polluted us that we have to do something. And if we don't, you have this condemnation. You're not worthy. The men don't love you. But the more you mature, you realize that this is a scam.
Exactly.
You know, this is a scam. So I would just encourage women out there to know that the red roses and the pink stuff all over the city, all over the country, ain't got nothing to do with your love.
Ain't got nothing to do.
The stuff in the grocery store, just look away. Look away and pay attention to your relationship and you'll be good.
Okay, thank you, Shaka. I heard you. Love is the topic tonight. So many interesting views and so many questions. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service.
What's up, Africa? I'm Jackson Vunganyi in Washington.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We love to have you on board. This is Upfront on the Voice of America.
Listen, we need to discuss what's going on in your communities, issues that affect you.
Are you involved?
Are you engaged in transforming your society?
Today, right now, this is your platform.
Let us know what you've been up to.
Check us out on Facebook. Drop us a line.
It's Upfront Wednesdays at 17:30 UTC
right here on VOA Africa.
This is Let's Talk, where we take a light-hearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in a Washington studio with Oren Itangishaka, Emmanuel Bandawe, and Cynthia. Right now, we are discussing love. So, according to Wikipedia, non-Western traditions have distinguished variants or symbioses of these states and words like storge and agape, describing love, which is a unique concept. Mm-hmm. Now, we know that there's also a deeper meaning, spiritual, for love. Mm-hmm. And you'll find that definition probably on the Bible and some other places. But anyway, I wanted to understand this from my perspective and yours, if you share with me, that of course you love your spouse. Of course you love your girlfriend. Of course you love your boyfriend. But do we need signs? Or you just keep saying, I love, and that's it?
Oh, yes, you do.
There you go, Itangishaka. I want to know about that.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
I spoke to Connie Stevens, a.k.a. Coco Boss, and I wanted to know her take.
Whenever we ask, like, what is love, right?
Uh-huh.
It's usually because we're unsure.
Okay. Why is that?
Or if uncertain about a special person, do they really love us? They deny, you know.
Right.
So everybody's waiting for this perfect day, this perfect moment.
Right. The magic moment.
February 14th. Am I getting flowers?
Uh-huh.
Am I not?
Right.
Is my husband still loving me all the way, giving me something to think about?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's right. Just always that extra special touch.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Right.
That ignites everything. I could be mad at you on February 13th at midnight.
Wow.
But 12:01, I'm getting my stuff together. I'm like, baby, what you got?
You're ready.
What you need from me?
Am I going
to be like your pastrami sandwich, or are you going to forget you need to eat?
Wow. And you know what, Connie? When that day comes around, everybody is expecting something.
It's expectation
day. Tell me about it.
You cannot run away from that.
I know. But there are some people who are telling me, this is too commercialized. People are just talking about stuff. But the deep down meaning, they just don't get it. But I know you are a lady. And for a lady, I think symbols, metaphors, signs really matter. So tell me about that.
actions.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's actions. Don't say. Uh-huh. Just act. Show me. What you got. Show me.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be 14th of February that you got to give me something.
Uh-huh.
Or I got to give you something to show you how much you love me. Send me flowers just because it's Wednesday.
Okay.
You know? Buy me chocolate because you want something extra for that night. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Let it run. Let it flow. It just doesn't have to be this time of the month. Yes, it's commercialized.
Okay.
But at the same time, it's recognized for decades. It doesn't have to be because you're walking into a grocery store and you see flowers to buy me flowers. Mm. No, I want you to be in your office thinking about me. Oh, this is a special lady. I want to buy her flowers. And I got her. Unequivocally, I got her.
Wow. So maybe a surprise phone call at work during the day would be great as well?
Amen.
I like that.
Just that I love you, baby, is everything.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, so it doesn't have to be a dinner. It doesn't have to be you sending me flowers because it's February 14th to go spend your money on me. Because if you got me, mm-hmm. I already know you got me. Okay. Just that little phone call just to remind me that you got me is everything.
Wow.
Thank you, Connie Stevens, a.k.a. Coco Boss. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing love.
And back to the studio. Itangi Shaka, you wanted to say on this, and Bandawe, stay tuned and stay up. Wait for me, okay? We always know, and Bandawe, you say this, as men, if you love your wife or if you love your girlfriend, you got to show it. You can't just say, I love you, and then you're not doing anything, okay?
Right.
So, Itangi Shaka, tell me about that.
As for a woman's perspective, Sunday, women's perspective. I'm a woman, and from my perspective, women, we're driven by affection, as you said in the definition.
Yes.
Deep affection. And deep affection, when you break it down, it has to do with the things you show me and the things you do for me.
Okay.
You don't say affection. You do affection.
It's the action. Yeah.
I'm going to give you an example. You got to hold my hands in public.
Okay.
That's affectionate. You got to kiss me on the forehead in front of your ex-girlfriends. you got to do some stuff that is, you know, that is showing me like you really love me without a shame. So for women, we want to be shown that indeed what you speak is what you're about.
Okay.
And yeah, it's important.
So don't play those games, as Cynthia says. Cynthia, tell
exactly,
me about it.
Exactly.
Like I said, you got to show somebody, like, you can just tell me, I care about you, I love you. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, you're not showing it. At the end of the day, I'm like, okay, you love me, but I'm not seeing it. I got
to
see it.
Right.
I got to see effort. I got
to
see your time. You know, in life, you got to give somebody your time, your affection, your attention.
Okay.
You can just be in a relationship, and you and this person don't do nothing together. You don't go out. You don't. But you say you love them.
Yep.
That alone going to kill a relationship.
Right.
Then if you meet a woman and she's not asking for your money or anything but just your time and your affection and your attention, I think that's a marvelous thing right there. Because now and then, most females, they want to be like, I want to go to the mall. I want to go to this place.
Mm.
You know, but sometimes in a relationship, you just need a person's time.
Right.
But now and then, these men don't know that. They just like, I love you, but they don't do nothing. And they expect you to sit there, and then when you get mad, they'll be like, why are you mad?
Yeah.
You're not showing me no attention. You know?
If I can just come in real quick, it's important also, like Cynthia said, we need to really study the other partner and see what they like. And
exactly.
Men really know that women needs to be shown that. That's not... I've never met any woman that said, don't show me affection. Don't show me you love me.
Do not
show me you love me. I never heard that. I never heard a woman said, do not show me you love me. I never heard
that.
So
God, I have never seen
I think
that.
All men should build on that. Mm. Women loves to be shown that you love them. So maybe, you know, the boss can maybe let us know what he thinks.
What I'm saying is this. I hear you very well, and that's the truth. But You know what? It's a two-way traffic.
Okay.
It's not like you're like when Teddy sings, say, I give you 70 and then you give me 30.
Right.
I give you 10, I make you give me 20.
50-50 love.
Yeah, 50-50 love. So the thing is two-way traffic.
Okay.
There's nothing men feel good right. when you know that your woman loves you.
Right.
And they tell you love you.
Mm.
And that you show your woman that you love. Like, I mean, like Tindi Shaka said, you're holding her hands.
Mm.
I'm holding your hands. I kiss you. Mm. I can kiss you anytime. I'm not a shy me kissing you. Because you don't have to be shy kissing your woman because you're going to messes and then you can't hold her.
Right.
I mean, the messes, I hold your hands because you're mine.
Okay.
And they're alive because the beauty is this. Once you're beautiful, other men will start looking at you.
Mm.
And once you're handsome, other women start looking at you.
Right.
I'll tell you one thing, ladies. If you a man, this is the funny thing, because if you don't have a woman, you don't have a girlfriend, it's gonna be very hard for you to get a woman. Ask me why.
Why?
Mm-hmm. The thing is this, because no woman will say, why that guy doesn't have no woman? There's some problem with that guy. That's why he doesn't have one. You find all the other women will start following you. They say, oh, why this guy has this? What's wrong with Cynthia? Cynthia got Sunday. Oh, me, I want him. I want that. So that's the problem. And then once you're single, you're going to have a problem too because men will be like, oh, why she doesn't have? And then these other men, there's some men that's scared to see an independent woman.
Mm.
There's some men that want a woman they can manipulate. They can say, oh, you have to understand. Me, I want to be a boss. No. Me, I want a woman can be, like, can challenge me. It's our manual, you do this. This is A, B, C, D. Okay, he's right, but A, B, C, D is wrong.
Sometimes you show people who you are, but I think sometimes some men are so stuck on their past, even if they have a good woman in front of them, they will not see it because it goes both ways. Some females are hurt from their past relationship, and some men are hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So if they meet somebody good, they're so afraid to show love for that person because they think the same situation is going to happen.
Right.
Mm.
And I always tell people, you don't bring your past into a new relationship.
Exactly.
That person that you dated, that's not the same person in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Every female is different and every man is different.
Oh, yeah.
I talk to people and they're like, they keep reflecting on his past. He's like, oh, this girl did this to me. But I'm not that girl.
Oh, yeah.
I was in there when whoever did whatever to you, you know.
Yeah.
So that really messed people up. They find somebody good, but they're so blind to see that they have something good in front of them because they're still holding on to their past.
Yes.
And I always tell people, let go of your past, trust the Lord, and just pray about it. If it works out, it works out. If it doesn't work out, then which means it wasn't meant to be.
But one thing I can say in relationship and in love, in the 5 years that I've been married, you have to put 100% and the other partner has to put 100%.
100%.
People, you know, subconsciously just says, I put my 50, you put your 50. No. If you put your 50, that means you're only putting halfway of your potential of what you can actually put out there.
Wow.
So put out there 100% and you will get 100%. But if you put halfway or you do half click job, then you're going to get a halfway job.
Tired.
So give your 100%. And let your partner see you vulnerable, and then they're going to really feel vulnerable also to say, you know what, they put themselves out there. Let me give myself, you know, put myself out there. So put 100%, and you're going to get 100%. God bless you all.
And Shaka,
I wish you all
so
some love.
Yes.
That's the Tangi Shaka right there. Hold it right there, guys. Hold it right there.
Thanks, and that's it for our show tonight, where we lightheartedly explored love. A big thank you to our guest, all the way from Philadelphia, Emmanuel Bandawe, and from Maryland, Cynthia. And of course, a big thank you to my
colleagues. It was my pleasure.
Sure, anytime.
All right.
Thank you, Emmanuel, for being here. A big thank you to our producer, Jackson Mfunganye. Please send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.